This is the city that taught white people to dance, right?
Hello and welcome to the British Hour Homecoming.
I'm coming back home.
This month we're back in Manchester. Forget what you've heard about London. This is the nation's real capital. This is where it's at in the UK. And this is the capital of the music scene. You're going to hear some banging tunes and learn how to fit in with the locals. So we're going to go out on the street in Manchester and look at some of the things that this city and its people gave to the world. But we can't go without some preparation. We're going to have to look right, then we're going to have to act right, then we're going to have to sound right. But first, let's take a look at some history. Manchester was founded in the 1st century AD, became a town in 1301, and was granted city status in 1853. Around the turn of the 19th century, Manchester grew very quickly, after the boom in the textile industry during the Industrial Revolution, and the urbanisation of Manchester coincided with the Industrial Revolution and the Victorian era, and it became classed as the world's first industrialised city. In a poll of British business leaders published in 2006, Manchester came out as the best place in the UK to locate a business, and a report in 2007 showed that Manchester was the fastest growing city economically. By 1835, Manchester was the greatest industrial city in the world, and because it was inland, in 1894 the Manchester Ship Canal was built, so that ocean-going ships could sail right into the port and dock near the world's first industrial estate at Trafford Park. The port is now defunct, and the surrounding area has been turned into luxury housing, where you get a much higher class of mugger to steal your phone, trainers and handbags. On Saturday the 15th of June 1996, the IRA carried out the Manchester bombing when they detonated a bomb next to a department store in the city centre. The bomb did £400 million worth of improvements. It was the largest bomb to be detonated on British soil and injured over 200 people, damaged nearby buildings and broke windows up to half a mile away. Lucky for me though, I was due to go to the theatre in Manchester that night and watch the stage version of Grease, but it was cancelled after the bomb. So, thanks IRA, you got me out of having to sit through that. The city centre has since been completely revamped, and even the shitty Arndale Centre no longer smells of piss. It's the UK's largest city centre shopping mall, and the recently built 169-metre tall, 47-storey Beetham Tower is the tallest building in the UK outside London, and the highest residential building in Western Europe. So, Manchester has a reputation for always having bad weather and suffering higher than average rainfall, which is simply not true. Not true at all. It sits in a bowl bordered to the north and east by the Pennines, a mountain chain that runs the length of northern England. Most of the inner city is flat, which means the city has views of the foothills and the moors that in winter will have snow on top. So, as I said at the start, we're going to immerse ourselves in the culture of Manchester and become Mancunians, or Manx for short. And to fit in, we're going to have to look right, act right, and sound right. So first off, let's get the look right. Okay then, how to look like Mancunians. First thing we need to do is become what's known as a baggy, and slip into a pair of baggy jeans and trainers. Sneakers to you Merkins. And we'll put on a nice baggy t-shirt, but leave it hanging out of the jeans. Once that's done, we need to get the walk right, because we have to walk like a Mancunian, or we'll stick out a mile. So, follow my instructions and you'll be fine. Stand up straight, as you normally would. Lean backwards slightly. The more you lean back, the more authentic your walk will be. Point your feet outwards like a penguin. Now, imagine that you're carrying a big rolled-up carpet under each arm. Really get those elbows out there. The bigger the carpet, the more authentic your walk will be. Now that we've got the stance right, we can look at the walk itself. What you need to do is walk while holding this posture. So you're leaning back slightly. Your elbows are pointed outwards because of the carpets under your arms. Your feet are pointed outwards. Now as you walk, you need to rock from side to side with each stride. If you can, you should swing your arms in time with your steps as well. Now you look like a right proper mank. Tune selector. Okay, so we've got the look and the actions right. Now we have to get the sound right. So let's look at the voice. Firstly, you need to talk through your nose, so your voice becomes very nasal, like this. Next, you need to sound quite relaxed and chilled out. Like this, man. Only when you're almost throwing punches at someone do you get agitated. Finally, you need to change your letter R's in much the same way that Scousers do. Instead of R, you'll make a sound similar to an L. Let's try it out in our Talking Manx 101. Here we'll use some common phrases and listen to their equivalents in Manx dialect. Hello.
Alright, mate.
Hello.
Alright, mate.
Could I please have some doner kebab meat on a bread roll accompanied by chipped potatoes and curry?
Gis a doner barm with chips and curry.
Could I please have some doner kebab meat on a bread roll accompanied by chipped potatoes and curry?
Gis a doner barm with chips and curry.
I rather like the new song by Oasis.
That Oasis tune is fucking banging, man. It's top, innit?
I rather like the new song by Oasis.
That Oasis tune is fucking banging, man. It's top, innit?
Do you hail from these parts?
You're not from around here, are you?
Do you hail from these parts?
You're not from around here, are you?
So, with the UK being the world's centre of the music scene, it's only right that Manchester plays a major part in that, being the musical capital of the UK. Liverpool had some minor outfit 50 years ago that had a couple of hits, but Manchester is really the music capital of the world. Forget Motortown, forget Chicago house music, forget East Coast, West Coast rap, and think Madchester.
It's fucking banging, innit, mate?
Oh, and by the way, what's brown and rhymes with Snoop? Dr. Dre.
We'll be right back.
Manchester's had many bands in the past, like the Hollies, Freddie and the Dreamers, Wayne Fontana and the Mindbenders, Herman's Hermits, the Buzzcocks, Joy Division, New Order, the Smiths, and many others like MC Tunes. But the 1980s saw a huge music scene take off in Manchester. Seeing as how most of it was drug-fueled on the trendy drug of the time, ecstasy, it was nicknamed Madchester, and a ton of bands from the area rose to stardom, and most of them slipped away again, but some of them stuck around for a while longer. The nerve centre of this music scene was a nightclub called the Hacienda. Tony Wilson, a local TV presenter who hosted a music-based TV spot, started a record label and a music empire called Factory Records, and part of that empire was Fac 51 Hacienda, better known as simply the Hacienda. The bands mainly associated with this new movement are the Happy Mondays, the In Spiral Carpets and the Stone Roses. The scene was so huge that there was a film made about it in 2002, which is worth watching, called 24 Hour Party People. Once the scene began to die out, it became more about the music than the drugs, and there's still a strong tradition of music coming out of Manchester with bands like 808 State, M People, Oasis, The Verve, James, Badly Drawn Boy, Charlatans, Simply Red, Elbow, Doves and Take That. Manchester is also a city of sport with two Premiership football clubs, Manchester United and the other one. The city hosted the 2002 Commonwealth Games, which were a huge success, and there were some new stadiums built as a part of that. A brand new state-of-the-art velodrome and the City of Manchester Stadium, but unfortunately, one night somebody forgot to lock up the stadium as they left, and the squatters moved in, and now play football there every other week. Cheeky bastards. Of course, the main football team from Manchester is Manchester United, who play at the largest club football ground in the United Kingdom, with a capacity of 76,000 and counting. Old Trafford, as it's better known, is the only club football ground in England to have hosted the UEFA Champions League final. It's also the venue of the Super League Grand Final in Rugby League, while the City of Manchester Stadium has been used for a Sugar Babes concert. Manchester United have the widest football club fan base in the world, while Manchester City, the other club, have the widest fans in the world.
So I'm there, charging around with a juggernaut brow. Overdrive speeches and deadlines to make, cramming commitments like cats in a sack. Telephone burner, purposeful gates. When out of the doorway the tentacles stretch of a song that I know, and the world moves in slow-mo straight to my head like the first cigarette of the day. And it's you, and it's me, and we're sleeping through the day. And I'm 5 years ago and 3,000 miles away.
The BBC are due to open a brand new media city in Manchester after they recognise that London ain't all that, and Manchester is the cultural centre of the world. And Manchester famously already hosts Granada Television, who produce the world's oldest and most watched television soap opera, Coronation Street, which is now screened 5 times a week. Manchester also has the highest number of local radio stations outside London. So put that in your pipe and smoke it. Oh, and Canal Street, one of the city's trendiest and liveliest areas, is part of the city's thriving gay village. Apparently. So, Mother Hubbards, we've finished our tour of the UK and its outreaches. You know everything there is to know about the UK, which is good, because you'll be tested on it later. So what are we going to do next? Well, doofus, there's only one thing we can do. Being a joint UK and US effort here, we have to go on a US tour. Yes, the British Hour will be embarking on a tour of the United States of America, the home of my co-hosts, Scott and SoCal Mike. We'll be taking our eggs sunny side up as we visit their hometowns as part of our tour, but we'll also be visiting the other important places too, to see what we can learn about the country that brought us the Kardashians and serial killers. So, until next time, this is the very British Hour, saying goodbye old chap and howdy partner, as we set sail for the land of the free and the home of the brave. And Andy Dick.
History because of you guys, and that's why I love you, Manchester. Thank you so much.